a man who likes to tell us what's happening in the Maribyrnong area and the surrounds is the member for Maribyrnong, Bruce Saunders, who's obviously is in the news this morning. We'll get to that in just a sec.
He's doing a bit better than his footy team, though.
Yeah, well, let's not mention them.
I'll tell you what, it was a disaster yesterday.
Not as big as the disaster in Canberra last week, as like me, you would have been sitting there watching that and going,
yay!
Yeah, Scott, it was very interesting that people put politics above the people of the nation, but we'll see. I think we should have an election. I think we should
go to a poll. Right.
Well, there will be one by May next year.
We need one. Should go we now. Need now. Wow.
Yeah. Should be now, Andrew. Yeah. We should have an election. Let's sort this out.
Well, they're not going to call an election now.
For Tony and the crew on the back, take ScoMo down too.
ScoMo's already got the first knife in his back with Julia pulled out. So
Ray will be keeping Alan will be keeping a firm eye on them too to make sure they're right.
Oh, yeah.
You'd think that Scott Morrison will give himself at least 8 months.
Well, if he's got to face two by-elections, he may not have that.
Yeah, well, that's true. Well, that's another issue, isn't it?
Yep.
Yeah. Okay, so Saunders...
Julie's going, though. Oh, no. But anyway, okay.
Saunders wants the polyperks to stay.
Oh, look, what a beat-up that was. And I answered a question from Steve Waddell from the Courier Mail. And good morning, Steve. I know he's probably listening this morning. It will be sent to him from members of the Fraser Coast Chronicle. He asked me a question. What did I thought about it? I thought, well, it's gone to the tribunal. And journalists in this area, especially the Chronicle and especially the TV crews now, always answer questions. If I'm asked a question, I believe politicians should answer it. Jenny and I were watching during the debate on the federal government the last 2 weeks, and there was a Liberal MP on TV, and Jenny said, what did he say? And he spoke for 10 minutes, and both of us didn't know what he said. So I was asked about it, and I said, look, it's to the Remuneration Tribunal. Yep. They're an independent body. Mm-hmm. They were set up by the government to look at the review politicians' wages and everything like that. Let them do their job. Mm-hmm. That's why we set them up.
Okay.
I never once did I say I supported it. The other thing was he asked me, would I back it if it went to Parliament? And I said, well, I'll wait till I see. I mean, I haven't seen the bill. It's pretty hard to say you're going to vote for something unless you've actually read the bill.
You're sounding like Ted from last Friday, because he was asked a question about a bill that hadn't been presented as yet. If you haven't read the bill, you'd be foolish to make a decision on something you hadn't read.
Well, I thought so, Scott.
You would think so.
It'd be like signing a document for a lease or a house or something if you've never inspected the building or the house or the car, if you've purchased a car.
For those who don't know about the perks, now, for people outside of Brisbane, there is a remuneration.
Is it a perk?
Well,
there's two ways of looking at this.
Well, I resent... I was called rorting. I never rorted it. In fact, I never claimed it for the first 18 months I was in Parliament. And I was asked by a parliamentary staffer one day why I never claimed it. And then I claimed it, and I can guarantee I have given that every bit that I've claimed back into my electorate, because it's pretty hard. People are doing it tough. And when you get people coming into your office and they can't afford this and they're having trouble, like $400 for an MRI, that's what I've been using my fund for, because to make sure. And look, do I apologise for it? No. Am I a rorter? No. But I gave every dollar that I got from that overnight allowance accommodation, which is a meal allowance, by the way.
Yeah.
I gave that back to my community, because if people know me, I have a standard order at the cafeteria for lunch, which is a toasted ham, cheese and tomato sandwich.
He is boring, I tell you. Go to lunch with him.
Yeah. Yep, on wholemeal bread.
Yes.
For breakfast, it's a cup of tea and a raisin toast, right? And for dinner at night, the other night I ate at the cafeteria and had beautiful lasagna. And I saw by a failed businessman in this town who put up and posted the last night that the meals are $4.20. Well, I'm going to ask him. He's moved out of the area now. I'm going to get Brian to come down with me to Parliament House, because if he can find a meal for $4.20, he's going to be treasurer of this country and this state, because I can't find a meal for $4.20. Now, my meals are very boring at Parliament House. I made a decision. I claimed it, and I've given it away. And just recently, and I won't mention people, but I've given a lot of the allowance away, so kids could go overseas. Also,
not yours, we should.
No, not mine, but kids from this community who couldn't afford to go.
Now,
so, as to say I'm a rorter, well, no, I'm not.
Everyone outside of the Brisbane area who has to travel long distance gets this, can claim this.
That's correct.
You can actually claim more than this. You can claim actually about double what you're claiming.
You can claim up to $320 a night if you like.
If you want.
Yeah.
Okay. So instead of staying in the parliamentary wing, you can actually go and stay somewhere really nice.
That's right. You can go down like Casino Towers or a key on...
I could go and stay. Right. If I was elected, could I not stay at my parents' place and still claim the money?
Correct.
Correct.
Now, we get...
Now, is it just the fact that nobody likes you and they won't let you stay with them, so you actually stay in the parliamentary annex?
Well,
and don't take the money.
You and I have often talked about this, Scott. The Courier Mail put up these palatial digs, and Jenny texted me and said, did you show me a wrong room, or you're in a different room?
You're on a stretcher bed, aren't you?
Well, it's close to it.
Yeah.
Toilet doesn't flush.
Yeah.
If you don't get up early and have a hot shower, you miss out on a hot shower on my floor.
Keep you on your toes anyway.
The carpet's probably from 1972. You sneeze like anything. It's that damp and musty. The traffic noise, you think you're working on the freeway. And palatial, I thought, wow. They have honestly haven't been up to see the backbenches, the backbenches rooms on that building.
Yeah.
And Scott, you've been there. You know what I'm talking about.
I know exactly what it looks like.
They're not really flash, but I will continue to claim that allowance and give it away. And I just made a commitment from my last travel allowance to a group of people who feed the homeless in this city, right? And I'll be donating that to them. But I don't go to the Chronicle or to the media and say, come and get a photo of me donating this money, because some of the people are proud and you donate it and you give to people because they're doing it tough.
Okay. Now, well, that's my job.
Can I just jump in?
There's another issue here which got to me,
and that's that Mr. Saunders, quote, accused government figures of doing a hatchet job on him. Who are the government figures?
This is a bit of internal politics going on here, Andrew.
I found that the interesting statement.
Yeah, you know, it's... Sometimes I remember as a young man, I went into Parliament House with my father, and we met an old politician there who Dad was great friends with. And I just curiously said to him, "Oh, look, that's where the where's the opposition over there?" He said, "No, they sit beside you, son."
Yeah.
Right.
So
keep your friends close, keep your enemies closer.
So that's and it's a bit of a hatchet job on me because I'm known in Brisbane to stand up and make.
So members of your own party, you were saying, are doing a hatchet job on you.
Of course they are.
Okay.
Because I've been known to stand up, and I did a speech a few months ago where I said people on this side of the house know I'm a bit cranky sometimes, and I do get cranky, particularly when it affects my electorate or decisions are made in the southeast corner that people don't understand regional Queensland. I have no idea how we live in regional Queensland, and I won't, and I will always stand up to people in my own party. I will not be bullied or told you have to follow this line. If it's bad for the Maribor electorate, it's bad for me because I live here.
Yeah, I suppose it could be said, mate, there could be people out there listening and going, oh, yeah, well, it's fine and wonderful that he's now making this statement that he's given this money away. Now, you and I have known each other for a long time. We're on opposite sides of the political fence from an election point of view or for parties things. But I happen to know, because you and I have spoken about this since you started, that you've been looking after people and you're buying groceries and things like that, because I asked you what you were doing with it and you told me. And I thought, well, that was a good thing. You haven't mentioned that before until today because somebody's attacking you, so...
Yeah, and I won't mention it ever again, Scott.
No, no.
Because, but anyway, you know... But we
at least back you up and say, I've known this for a long time, so... And I thought it was a good thing to do.
And apparently on the Facebook last night, I was rorting the system and giving it away. No, it wasn't a rort. It's quite legal. The allowance is there. But I didn't keep the allowance myself. I gave it away. And I won't mention it ever anymore. I've had my say. But I just wish that maybe someone from the Chronicle had given me a call yesterday and before they put up the Courier Mail article, which wasn't quite right. But anyway, one of the good things you can do...
Oh, look, our local members are both going to be in trouble with them here soon.
One of the good things you can do as a local member, now next Friday, and this is an exclusive to your program, this Friday coming, I should say, we switch the switch on at the CT scanner at the Maribor Hospital.
Oh, really?
Yep, so an election commitment from me that we would get the CT scanner, and we switch it on Friday. It's been going through some trials up there with the team from the Maribor Hospital and the WBHHS and the CEO, but on Friday at 12 o'clock, I actually flick the switch and it becomes live, and this will save people going to Harvey Bay. This will dramatically... change the healthcare.
There could be some very interesting comments on Facebook. You'd be looking for. You might be the first one through the CT scan, and they'll be looking for either your wallet or your brain,
or my knives,
or the knives.
They're in your backpack.
Oh, that's really good. That's good. That is excellent.
Yeah. Look, it is really. It's something I've fought hard for, and I will continue to fight for the upgrade of the hospital. As we know, we're putting about $14.5 million into the A&E. It's gone up from 10. We've made a few changes there, and I'd like to thank the board and the CEO of the WBHHS. They've backed me 100% in getting the money and talking to the Health Minister and the Premier on this. I had a great meeting with the Deputy Premier and MSF regarding water during the week.
Oh, really?
Yep. Okay. The Premier took our concerns, and I was there with MSF. And when I say our concerns, it's a community's concerns because we need water for the community and we need it for the farmers. I had a great discussion with the Deputy Premier. She's promised to get back. She's looking around now and seeing what she can do in the scope of the budget and how we can get grants to get water storage.
Sure, I remind you, you might need to start, you know, if somebody's scratching your back, you might need to scratch something in the back for the Treasurer.
I might have to do that one day, yes. Scott, but at this point in time, this is about getting water for our farmers and our community. No, so
we're not going to pinch Bundy's water?
Oh, it's on the table.
Is it?
Yeah, okay. The option's there. We had a great
I don't think it's on their table. But
Look, to be honest with you, it's not being used. It's sitting up there. It's a taxpayer's resource. We built that dam, Paradise Dam. We paid for it. I mean, I'm talking about taxpayers.
Sure.
And it's for the whole of the community, not just for Bundaberg.
Bruce, we're out of time, mate.
Thank you, Andrew. Thank you, Scott.
Interesting.
Oh, I bet there'll be some interesting discussions later. I don't know. You and Ted, I think, are lining yourselves up for a few issues there. But anyway, good on you.
Have a great month.